meses fuera.
¿No nos crees? Manda a Bowentown a un amigo empleado que esté desesperado con la iglesia y obsérvele 6 días después. El cambio que verás te sorprenderá. La inversión en tiempo y dinero tendrá un retorno impresionante.
You're listening to the right radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
I got the old salad blues, baby. Ooh, ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I said, one, got the salad. Two, got the blues. Three, to get ready. Got holes in my shoes. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, ooh, got the salad blues. Blues, baby, ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. Yes, indeed, it's salad time. Hello and welcome once again to The Salad. Now then, what do we have on this fun-packed program for you, salad listeners? Of course, we have salad news bits. We shall be crossing the pond. That's right, cruzando el charco. Crossing the pond today. Yes, we shall, but whereabouts are we going? Okay, well, stay tuned to find out. That's coming up very, very shortly, in just a few seconds. Now then, what else do we have for you? Well, if you were listening yesterday, you'll know that on Grammar Point we had a high-level grammar test for you. We're putting your high-level English grammar to the test. That was part one. We have part two for you today. Alan Parsons, our grammar expert, he's prepared many examples to put our high-level grammar to the test. Oh! So we have part two of that test today, so stay tuned for your little test. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Ah! I'm sure you'll be fine. We'll certainly learn a lot. So Grammar Point, high-level test coming up. But right now, it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Here comes our headline, salad listeners. NASA unveils a new spacesuit for the next moon landing. A spacesuit. So NASA unveils, so to unveil something. Desvelar, destapar, you can unveil. Revelar. So they unveil a new spacesuit for the next moon landing. So we're going back to the moon with a special spacesuit. Okay, that's our headline today. NASA unveils a new spacesuit for the next moon landing. That's right. We're going over live to the US, where we have Hal Leonard, our American correspondent. He's waiting for us. Hal, can you hear me?
Hi, Dave. Yeah, that's right. The U.S. Space Agency has unveiled the prototype for a new spacesuit that could be worn by the next astronauts on the moon.
Did you catch that, Salad listeners? So the U.S. Space Agency has unveiled the prototype for a new spacesuit that could be worn by the next astronauts on the moon. Very exciting stuff.
The NASA chief, Jim Bridenstine, shared a close-up look at the next generation suits for the agency's Artemis program. Now the ex-EMU suit, or the prototype, it's only at this stage, looks similar to ones used at the International Space Station.
So it's called the ex-EMU or ex-EMU. Now it looks like the ones used, or the suits used, at the International Space Station. Well, that would make sense because these are tried and tested at the International Space Station.
That's right. So, yeah, that makes sense. But NASA said it had not, been improved for comfort, fit, they said it had been improved for comfort, fit, and mobility on the moon.
So it's similar to the ones used at the International Space Station, but it's the new improved version. It's been improved for comfort, fit, and mobility on the moon. I mean, for me, their mobility is fundamental, crucial, but I guess also comfort and the way it fits you also.
That's right. So, Mr. Bridenstine also presented the Orion crew survival team, an original flight suit with helmet that will be worn by crews in the Orion spacecraft for launch and re-entry. Now, in case you're wondering, Orion is the replacement for the space shuttle, but unlike that system, it's designed to carry astronauts to the moon and other targets in deep space.
Yes. So, yeah, they also presented the Orion crew survival system, an orange flight suit with helmet that will be worn by crews in the Orion spacecraft for launch and re-entry. Okay. So, yes, the Orion. Remember the space shuttle, Salad listeners? So the Orion is the replacement for the space shuttle, designed to carry astronauts to the moon and other targets in deep space. So we're going back to the moon, but also going further into deep space. Crazy stuff.
That's right. So the new moon suit, which is known formally as the Exploration Extravehicular Mobility Unit, or ex-EMU, is designed to give the wearer a customized fit, whatever their size. So that would be a significant shift from the current situation. In March, the first all-female spacewalk on the ISS had to be called off because there wasn't an available suit in the correct size for NASA astronaut Anne McClain.
So that's definitely very interesting indeed. So it's designed to give the wearer a customized fit, whatever their size. Because obviously a spacesuit, so it's it gives each astronaut a customized fit, whatever their size.
That's right. So in an event at NASA headquarters in Washington, D.C., the red, white, and blue ex-EMU suit was worn on stage by spacecraft engineer Kristen Davis from the Johnson Space Center, that's JSC in Houston. Now, Mr. Bridenstine told the audience, to be clear, Kristen is wearing a suit that will fit all our astronauts when we go to the moon. So, the spacecraft engineer Amy Ross said the new suit would give astronauts more mobility in the shoulders, including the ability to reach overhead, which Apollo-era suits were not capable of.
Yes, because mobility in a big spacesuit, they always look a little bit clumsy, but they have the ability to reach overhead, which, you know, the Apollo spacesuits didn't have, of course.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, a large piece called a bearing provides the astronaut with a greater range of movement at the waist. There are four further bearings on the legs along with a flexion extension joint at the waist to provide more mobility in the lower part of the suit. So it's, yeah, very interesting indeed. Now, Miss Davis demonstrated the suit's capabilities by moving her arms in a circular motion, performing squats, and bending down to pick up a rock on stage. So, yeah, the mobility is one of the biggest things, said one of the NASA astronauts. If you need to pick up a rock, if you're examining something, if you're planting a specific instrument, you need the upper torso mobility. So it's very interesting indeed. So NASA unveils a new spacesuit for the next moon landing. So, yeah, here from the U.S., from Washington, D.C., back to the studio, Dave.
So exciting news, salad listeners, a new spacesuit with more mobility. I think that's absolutely crucial to have more mobility. The more, the better. So we're going back to the moon, it would seem, and further into deep space. You heard it here on Salad News Bits.
Grammar points!
Now then, if you were listening to the program yesterday, we had a high-level grammar test on Grammar Point. That was part one, because Alan prepared the test, but we didn't have time to finish it. It was so high-level, we didn't have time to finish it. So, let's do that today, salad listeners. This is the interactive part of the program. Okay, so we're going to level English skills to the test. One, are you ready for your high-level test on Grammar Point? So I'm going to pass you over to Alan to begin the test. Now, interact with us here. This is the interactive part of the program. Do your best to translate this into perfect English. We'll have a look at specific things as we go through. Okay, here we go. Let's have our first example for today.
Yes, hello, Dave, that's right. Okay, here we go. ¿Qué tiene que ver esto con aquello?
Right, I see. So, what do you think? ¿Qué tiene que ver esto con aquello? So, what does this have with that? Okay, what does this have to do with that? So, tener que ver, have to do with. What does that have to do with me? ¿Qué tiene que ver conmigo? Have to do with. So what does this have to do with that? Okay, salad listeners, what do you think? Pretty high level. We had some higher level examples yesterday. Let's have another one.
Right, okay, here we go. Te codeas con gente importante.
Yes. So, codearse. Los codos, well, they're elbows. We would say more shoulders. So we would say you rub shoulders with important people. Literally, frotar hombros, to rub shoulders with. So you rub shoulders with important people. Pretty high level, I would say.
High level!
To rub shoulders with someone, okay? So you rub shoulders with important people. Salad listeners. Okay, let's have our next example, please.
Right, okay, here we go. Por mucho que trabajes, no vas a ganar más dinero.
Por mucho. Right, what do you think, salad listeners? Por mucho que trabajes. Any idea? Well, no matter how hard you work is to work hard, you're not going to earn more money. That's right. So por mucho, no matter. So no matter how, I mean, you could say no matter how much you work or how hard you work, okay? So no matter how hard you work, you're not going to earn more money. Okay, that's pretty complicated, I would say. Pretty high level.
Pretty high level.
But I'm sure we'll have some higher level versions coming up. Are you ready for another one? Are you doing your best? Are you translating these into perfect English, Salad listeners? I hope so. Let's have our next example, please, Alan.
Right, okay. Por muy inteligente que seas...
Dot, dot, dot. Puntos suspensivos. Dot, dot, dot. So, por muy inteligente que seas... What do you think? Well, we saw no matter how before, so... No matter how intelligent you are... You can add whatever you want. You'll never pass this test, for example. So, matter how intelligent you are... Por muy inteligente, is that what it was? Que seas. No matter how intelligent you are. No matter how. Plus an adjective here. Let's have another one. Let's keep going. I think these are all related, are they?
Yes. I've decided to make this little section easy for people. You know, because the one follows on from the next one. So, Por muchas veces que vayas...
Por muchas veces que vayas... Well, you could say no matter how many times you go. Or if it's frequency, what do we use for frequency in English? No matter how often you go. You can say often or often. Probably often is easy or easier. So no matter how often you go, dot, dot, dot. Okay. Do you want to, you can finish that sentence for yourself, okay? Let's have the next example.
Right, okay. Por muy rápido que conduzcas.
What do you think? No matter how fast you drive... Dot, dot, dot. Can you finish that sentence? No matter how fast you drive, you won't get there any earlier. That's what my grandmother used to say. And I always thought, but I'm sure that people would overtake us. Adelantar, on the motorway, or you know, on a B road even, and she would say, "No matter how fast you drive, you won't get there any earlier." And I remember thinking, "Yes, I think they will." Okay, so no matter how fast you drive, next.
Por mucho que le presiones.
Right. So, no matter. How much you pressure him, really with the H, it's practically silent, pressure him. So no matter how much you pressure him or how hard you can pressure someone hard, no matter how hard you pressure him, dot, 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 he won't give you a pay rise, for example. Okay, and finish these sentences yourself, salad listeners. Let's have another one.
Por muchas vitaminas que tomes.
What do you think? No matter how many vitamins you take, that's right, you won't run any faster. Okay, good. So no matter how many vitamins you take, okay, how are you getting on? So no matter how, we've seen... No matter how hard you work, you're not going to earn more money. No matter how intelligent you are, no matter how often you go, no matter how fast you drive, no matter how hard you pressure him, no matter how many times or how many vitamins you take, dot, dot, dot. Okay, salad listeners, how are you getting on? This is our grammar point high-level test. High level! then, yes. Round two, Asalto Dos. So this is part two, round two. Okay. So here we go. Let's keep going, salad listeners. Keep interacting with us. Keep translating these into perfect English. Just a few more minutes left. Let's go.
Right, okay. Cancelalo.
Cancelalo. What do you think? You can say cancel it, or the phrasal verb, to call off, call it off, call it off. Just, it sounds like one word, call it off. So call it off, okay, or cancel it will do, or call it off, that's right. Next, please.
Right, okay. ¿Por qué aguantas ese comportamiento?
Right, what do you think? Aguantar algo. We saw this recently, it might even have been last week, was it, on the salad? To put up with something, do you remember? I think it was last week, wasn't it? I mean, I lose track of the days and the programs and stuff, but I think it was last week. ¿Por qué aguantas ese comportamiento? Why do you put up with that behavior? Why do you put up with that behavior? Not bad, okay. To put up with something, aguantar algo. O alguien, to put up with someone. Let's keep going.
Dile que se ocupe de sus propios asuntos.
Right. Dile. Tell him. That's right. Not tell him or tell him. Tell him. Tell him to mind his own business. Mind your own business. That's right. Dile que se ocupe de sus propios asuntos. Tell him to mind his own business, or mind his own business. I would say, tell him to mind his own business. Altogether with good phonetics there. Tell him to mind his own business. Next, please.
Right, okay. No es asunto suyo.
Well, so we've seen, mind your own business. That's ocuparse de sus propios asuntos. No es asunto tuyo, or suyo in this case, de él. It's none of his business. Or suyo could be her business, couldn't it? It's none of his business. Okay? That's none of your business. It's none of his business. Okay, very good.
Right, okay. Just a few examples left. Está fisgoneando en tu vida privada.
Right. What do you think? Fisgoneando. So he's prying into your private life. So to pry, he's prying, P-R-Y-I-N-G, so to pry into, okay? It's like to stick your nose into something, okay? Está metiendo el pico. So he's prying into your private life. That's right.
Right, another one here. Aléjate del vapor.
Anybody? Alejarse. Well, get away. So get away from the vapor. Steam. Get away from the steam.
That's right. Okay, we're getting really low on time here. So voy a apretarles las tuercas.
Right. Voy a apretarles las tuercas. I would say, voy a subirles el calor. Okay, that's right. Okay, that's right. Something like that. If you're cooking, yeah, you can turn the heat up on someone. Okay, that's right. So, subir el fuego, maybe like that, something like that. So anyway, I'm going to turn the heat up on them, or I'm going to turn up the heat on them. You can say to turn up the heat on someone. That's right, apretarle las tuercas. So I'm going to turn up the heat on them, or turn the heat up on them.
Yes, that's right. Voy a hacerle sudar un poco.
Sudar, to sweat. I'm going to make them sweat a little. I'm going to make them sweat a little. That's right, salad listeners.
Just two more here, I think. No te asomes por la ventana.
Well, we say, That's right. Don't lean out the window or of the window to lean out. So to lean is apoyarse, lean out. Okay, so don't lean out of the window.
Yes, that's right. Yes, and this is the last one. No te apoyes en la pared.
I think I might have even given this away. So we saw to lean out was no te asomes por la ventana. Don't lean out the window or out of the window, if you like. No te apoyes en la pared. Apoyarse, we saw to lean. So in this case, don't lean on the wall. Or we could have don't lean against the wall. But I like lean on or lean against. So don't lean on the wall. That's right, salad listeners. Thanks very much, Alan. This has been a very excellent high-level grammar test on Grammar Points. Okay, salad listeners, thanks very much for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed the program and that high-level grammar test. We'll see you next time on The Salad.
¿Quieres que tus hijos se diviertan aprendiendo inglés el fin de semana? Los Weekend Camps son campamentos de inmersión en inglés a lo largo de todo el año escolar. Consulta fechas. Se trata de campamentos temáticos. Y el próximo es divertidísimo. Circo y magia. Regálales un fin de semana único en inglés con nuevos amigos. Para niñas y niños de 6 a 12 años. Haz su reserva en el 91-700-1199. 91-700-1199.
¿Crees que tienes un buen nivel de inglés? Vete a Vaughan Town y date cuenta, nada más llegar, que tu dominio es más cercano al cero absoluto. En inglés